Inshallah, you can correct the imam if you feel like he made a mistake. But after the prayer, if there's a confusion about the number of rakat, then the imam's qawl is his qawl, whatever he says is the right one. But having said that, if there's a lot of confusion, then if it seems like it's split 50-50, then you should redo, right? But if it seems a majority of people are saying one, then you should consider the majority. Does that make sense? Because everyone, sometimes it happens to everyone. But I remember for myself, like, because I have certain markers, I've been doing this for some time. So in the third rakat, I remember myself reading the Fatiha. And in the third rakat, I was deciding if I should do the kunut in the third rakat. Because you can do kunut in the third rakat if you want. So having said that, I was already sure I was in the third. But it's just nice to get confirmation. Okay. Normally, the imam would not even pay attention to what people say. He'd just say, I did it. If you want to make it up again, it's up to you. Right? Allah alam. But jazakallah khairan. May Allah keep us all unified and united, inshallah. And inshallah, everyone makes mistakes for all human beings. So there's nothing to be upset about, right? May Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين الحمد لله we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى we reach now the ayahs ayahs 20 21 and 22 and we're probably going to continue inshallah till 25 in Surah Isra again we take we ask Allah Ta'ala for barakah and khair. These places of the Quran tafsir are places of barakah and they're places of reminders. The Quran is a maw'idha. Maw'idha means a wonderful admonition. It's something that impacts your heart. A wa'idh is something which gives you such a beautiful reminder. And the Quran is a beautiful reminder and we all need these reminders. In reality, how much of our day is spent on dunya and how much do we ever get a chance to talk about akhirah and deen? Alhamdulillah, when we see these gatherings, we should take advantage, inshallah ta'ala, because we need them. It's a small gathering, very short, very few minutes. But alhamdulillah, the amount of faida that we get, the amount of benefit that we get, could last us for weeks on end, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe Allah will make it to last for a lifetime, inshallah. Allah will make it easy for everyone. So having said that, alhamdulillah, last week we covered a couple of these ayat which spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy a nation. And so when Allah ta'ala makes a decision to destroy a nation, He commands the worst of the people, the extravagant ones, the ones of luxury, meaning the fusaq, the transgressors, the sinners, and Allah commands them to start committing more sins. So that area, basically, when Allah decides to destroy a community, you see that area go into so much haram. So much haram is committed in that one area. And then after that, Allah ultimately takes out the land completely. And so this amarna in Arabic means to command them to make, basically Allah makes hukum on them, that they have to start doing these things. The second meaning of amman, it's amarna, the idea that a person will give power to them. So the fusaq will be given power in an area. And that's how you know that land is about to be destroyed, is that Allah that gives them power and then Allah that takes it away from them at the end. And the third one is amidna, which is the meaning of kathura, the meaning of something becoming so much. So we live in a country where so much haram is being committed every day and every night. People today are considering what haram can they do before a snowstorm. Could you imagine, SubhanAllah, the levels of haram that is committed in an area, it becomes so kathir, becomes so much. And then finally, ultimately, Allah Ta'ala takes out the community. And we have to remember the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Nabi Alayhi Wasallam said when he talked about the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj has been opened up like this much, right? So the Prophet made a circle with his hands. And then the wife of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she asked, Ya Rasulullah, anahliku wa fina salihun? Will we be destroyed when we have the pious people amongst us? The Prophet said, "Na'am, idha kathura al-khabath." The Prophet said, "Yes, if there's so much filth in the community, even the pious people will be destroyed too." So we have to become people that give da'wah, inshallah. It's my reminder to everyone, we're living in this country, give da'wah to these people. Don't become someone whose mouth is silent and cannot say anything. If you see someone, alhamdulillah, with an opportunity to give da'wah, you give da'wah. Because this will save our community from being destroyed, inshallah ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, this was something I wanted to mention about this ayah. Thereafter, we spoke about, subhanAllah, Allah that are telling us about people who want this world. Allah says, whoever wants the quick thing, the rush, the ajila, whoever wants something which comes quickly, Allah that says, we'll give him quickly whatever he wants. I'm sorry, whatever we want, not what he wants. Allah says, we decide for him what he gets. Okay? And then Allah that says, then we make for him Jahannam at the end for people who decide to get the dunya. Allah Ta'ala then says, and whoever wants the hereafter, وَسَعَالَهَا سَعْيَهَا, whoever decides to strive for the hereafter the way it's supposed to be, then he puts his effort behind it and he works towards it. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورًا. Those people's efforts and endeavors will be so fulfilled, will be so appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then after says, "Kullan numiddu ha'ulai wa ha'ulai min ata'i rabbik, wa ma kana ata'i rabbika mahdura." There's something we left on last time, which I wanted to kind of like focus on a little bit today, was that Allah Ta'ala said, you know, He says here in this ayah, "Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'd wa la ba'd." Look how we have honored and given virtue to some over others. So certain people in this world become billionaires. Certain people become millionaires. Certain people are able to live very wealthy lives. And on the flip, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the people that don't have a lot, that have very little of the dunya. Allah says, look at the rich and look at the poor. Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'dhum 'ala ba'd. Look how we gave some over others. Allah Ta'ala says, take that as a reminder for what? Walal akhiratu akbaru darajat wa akbaru tafdila. That the hereafter has even greater of statuses and greater virtue given to other people. In other words, the difference between a billionaire and a poor person, someone who doesn't even have a home, you say this is Asman Zameen Fark. There's such a difference between these two. You would never think like, you know, in your mind, and my mind would be, I see a poor person and a billionaire, I'm saying subhanAllah, like there's such a difference in their lifestyle. The lifestyle of a billionaire is completely different to the lifestyle of a poor person who can't even make ends meet. Allah Ta'ala is saying in the hereafter, certain people's level of Jannah will be like that of the poor person, and certain people's Jannah will be like the billionaire. And Allah Ta'ala says it's even greater than that. Because why? Because you can't even understand or comprehend what Jannah will be like. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us in this ayah that look, when you get to the hereafter, don't, because in this dunya, even if you start off slow, someone who doesn't get married until later, has kids later, his life starts up a little later, right? You can still catch up in dunya. You're always able to catch up. Even if you start off slower, and tubta fi dunya, فممكن, right? It's possible, right? You can and تدركه وتصلحه بعد. You can get it later on in the dunya. But in the hereafter, there's no changing the position you're in. On the day of judgment, when you're in the qiyamah, on the day of judgment, you cannot change that position you're in. Whatever you get is what you get. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that before you get there, make sure you make your position here so you'll be ready for the hereafter. And it's a beautiful way Allah Ta'ala tells us. It says that, would you like to be the poor man on the day of judgment? The Jannati who gets the poor Jannah, subhanAllah, quote unquote. Because obviously Jannah is all rich. I'm just saying in this ayah, Allah is telling us to think about a low level Jannah, which is what, 10 of this dunya. Right? This is what Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he spoke about it. He said, there's one Jannah which is made out of silver. It's Hadith Ibn Qayyim mentions in the Kitab al-Ruh, and he, sorry, Hadi al-Arwah ila Bilad al-Afrah, that he writes in the book, that he writes about Jannah. He says that one level of Jannah is made entirely of silver. It's the Prophet said Jannah has 100 levels, and one level of Jannah is entirely of silver. And so everything you see is made out of silver. The trees, the leaves, the houses, everything, subhanAllah, is made out of this beautiful silver. Rasulullah details every part. And then the Rasul says another part is made out of pearls. And so this whole Jannah is made out of pearls. Extraordinary. Right? What could you even imagine, right? Something like this that exists, Allahu Akbar, right? And then after the Prophet says the third level above that is made out of gold. Everything that Jannah is made out of gold. Allah knows what kind of carrot that will be, subhanAllah, right? And then that's like the next level, mashallah. And then the Prophet said, and thereafter there is 97 extra levels. The Prophet said, no eye has seen it, no ears heard, and it's never even occurred in a person's mind. What is there? These ayat are telling us, make your priority the hereafter. While you're here, prioritize the hereafter. Make sure the akhirah is your goal. Because ultimately, everything in this world will leave our hands. But Jannah will remain in your hand for eternity. It'll never disappear from you. Make that your goal, inshallah ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, Allah Ta'ala continues and explains, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا وَآخَرَ فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. First and foremost, if you want the hereafter, don't make with Allah Ta'ala any partner. فَتَقْعُدَ, then you will sit, meaning you will remain. In Arabic, قَعِدَ, that's the exact opposite of أَقْوَم. Allah just talked about standing right before. Now Allah just talks about sitting. A standing person is someone who's able and capable in Arabic, someone who can do things. If you can stand, mashallah, you have ability. When you're sitting down in Arabic, they consider that someone who's qa'id is someone who's like a loser. Bichara just sits on his couch potato all day, right? Just playing video games. He's a loser, right? فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. This person, Allah Ta'ala says, you will sit disgraced, makhzula, and abandoned, Allah says. Do not ascribe a partner to Allah, first and foremost. If a person wants the hereafter, don't give Allah Ta'ala a partner. Okay? This is the first command Allah Ta'ala gives. Then Allah Ta'ala, for the second command, He puts a bit of an introduction. And this is a very profound. This is what I hope to cover today. It's a wonderful, wonderful ayah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَىٰ رَبُّكَ. A little introduction. Allah says, He has done qada. He has decided. He has judged. A qadi, when you come to a qadi's office, right? So don't, do parties in ke samne wo baithe hai, right? Two groups sit in front of him. तो फिर वो कादी वो फैसला करता है, राइट? देन आफ्टर द कादी विल डू फैसला बिटवीन देम, ही डिसाइड बिटवीन देम, राइट? सो व्हेन यू ब्रिंग व्हेन देयर टू पार्टीज बिफोर यू, द कादी हिज जॉब इज टू जज बिटवीन देम. अल्लाह सेज ही हैज डिसाइडेड एंड जज्ड. व्हाट इज द डिसीजन? हु आर द पार्टीज हियर? अल्लाह ताअबुदु इल्ला इया. Allah Ta'ala first and foremost says, the first decision Allah Ta'ala says is that you will not worship anyone besides Him. Allah first and foremost says, do not worship anyone besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'budu illa iyyah. Only worship one Allah. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala says, I decided between myself and all the gods that you have. Jesus and Raj and Ram and Buddha and all these weird people. Allah Ta'ala says, all of them we put on one side of the court and I'm on the other side. Allah says, I give qada to me. You cannot worship anyone besides me. This is the hukum. It's the faisala. No one can change it. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, "Wabil walidain ihsana." So now we're back in the courtroom. So the first case is done. First case was the idols and Allah. And Allah says, "I decided for myself. Everything belongs to me. All ibadah belongs to me." Then the parents come in. All the parents come in from the time of Adam alayhi salam. Those parents have come in, and all the children come in. The awlad come in, and the walidain come in. Now Allah Ta'ala brings in both, right? So now the children bring their appeal. They say, we do this, we do this, we do this. And they break their case before Allah. And then the parents say, oh Allah, everything he has is what I gave him. Everything he has is what I gave him. And everything that he will become is because I gave him. And everything that he has in terms of a human being, whatever he is, his khalq is because I was there. Everything that the child has is because the parents are there. So Allah Ta'ala looks at both sides. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wabil walidain, qada bil walidain, ihsan bil walidain." It says, listen, the only way to settle this is not adil. It's not that you give fair. So now your parents have bought you maybe 15 clothes, maybe like one Xbox One or something. And then a guy thinks, okay, if I want to be fair to my parents, I'll buy them an Xbox One. I'll buy them 15 clothes, right? I'll balance it, right? If they gave me this much, I will give them back this much, right? Allah Ta'ala said, non-adl. I didn't no justice here. Ihsan. Allah didn't say do fair with them, treat them fairly. Allah said treat them excellently, exquisitely. Make them people that feel that they are hasan their whole life. Wa bil walidain, entirely for all parents, ihsanan. Make them treat them and make them feel as good as they can while they're here. This is ihsan. Ihsan is from husn, right? From goodness. A parent should feel while he's living in this world, he is like riding on, mashallah, just floating on air the entire time. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants for parents to receive from their children. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. And this is what? In connection to a person who wants Jannah. If you want Jannah, Allah Ta'ala says, you want the high places in Jannah, Allah says, crush your ego, serve your parents. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. I ask you in this part of this ayah, did you hear kafir or Muslim? Because in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala says all parents, kafir, Muslim, anything, they are parents and they have right in this world to be treated so well. Could you imagine, subhanAllah, Allah, Rabbul Tawheed, Rabbul Alameen, subhanAllah, everything is one to him. Everything is one to him. But he says, anishkur li wa li walidayk. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. Could you imagine how great of a daraja they have? Could you imagine it? You can't imagine it. Half of this gathering cannot imagine it because they don't have any kids yet. And then you can imagine, subhanAllah, what type of stress the parents are going through every single day and every single night. That the perishan that is there, the worry that is there, the anxiety that is there, every moment of their life is just thinking about this kid. And then when the kid is going off, the parent's life is turning miserable. And they can't even say it enough. SubhanAllah, people think the parents are very annoying, right? They're like, oh my God, I'm telling you, as a parent, you haven't seen what's going on in the mind of a parent. His zaban will tell right, the tongue is going and it's saying a lot of things, but the mind is even going even more. And the parent actually has to hold back from saying too many things. But it's very difficult sometimes if the parent says something. Wa bil walidayni ihsana. Allah Ta'ala says, look, this person has done everything for you. The life of a person, subhanAllah, the guy wants to drive Mercedes. The guy wants to drive Mercedes. Right, subhanAllah. He wants to drive the hot rod, the nice car. Then what happens though? He has a kid. Oh, what did you do to that father? All of his dreams now have to go down the drain. He says, you know what? I have to sacrifice everything. Let me just get a minivan. Right? I can't do what I want anymore. So I have to lower and kind of like reduce the quality of my own life for the betterment of my child. This is the father. What does the mother do? Oh, the mother literally absolutely gives up everything. The mother has given up everything. I'm not even joking, right? SubhanAllah, when you think about how much a mother has given, many times my wife tells me at home, it's like, you want to take my job? I said, I just make it as a joke. I'm like, you want to take my job? And I got corrected two times, Asr and Maghrib, SubhanAllah. You know, it's SubhanAllah. You know, I just make it as a joke. But in reality, if she knew, I would never want her job. That job is a difficult job. That is such a hard job. This is why Rasulullah SAW said that when someone said, who has the most right for my suhbah, that I should be good with them in my companionship, to be a good friend to them. The Prophet ﷺ said, treat your mother like your friend, be a good friend to her. And thereafter, the Prophet ﷺ said, he was asked, Thumma man, then who? Ummuk, then your mother again. Thumma man, then who? Then your mother, right? And then what? Thumma back, then mashallah, father, alhamdulillah. We get some share, mashallah. The mother gets 3/4, and the father gets 1/4, right? SubhanAllah. People think, when they think about inheritance, right? You have to understand. When they think about inheritance, they say the woman gets less. I said, how could the woman get less? Tell me, explain to me how the woman gets less. Explain to me how the woman gets less. In this life, if she's a mother, she receives three times the love that the father will get. Okay? Three times the love that the father will get. And that's tabi'atan, that's natural. You didn't have to tell me that I should like my mother more. That is something that alhamdulillah is embedded in every heart of every person in this world. That they automatically know how much their mother has so much love compared to the father. Right? SubhanAllah, I'm not saying fathers are not, you guys are great. We're trying our best here. We're trying our best here. But the thing is that the mother, the way that she is, the worry that she has, the concern that she has, the love that she has, Allah Ta'ala said, look, three times has to be deferred on the tongue of the Rasul. In this world, SubhanAllah, she receives 3/4. If the son passes away, the mother and father, if the son has kids, so the son, right, he passes away and he has his own children. If he has children, the mother receives a sixth and the father also receives a sixth. Okay? Of the total shares of the inheritance. So father and mother receive equal. Okay, so now who's still being oppressed here? Father in the life receives 1/4, and after the son dies, he receives 1/6, mother receives 1/6 as well. Who has a bigger share still? The mother. Doesn't the mother have a bigger share? Okay. Now let's say the son has no kids. I'm telling you all this inheritance things, I need you guys to settle your inheritance, please. Okay, you don't want to do this after you die, because trust me, the state's gonna take everything from you. Do this before you go. When if a son dies and he has no kids, the mother receives a third and the father receives the remaining part, meaning 2/3. So if the mother receives 1/3, the father receives 2/3. Well, Allah, you just told me that the mother is the greater one here. I said, yeah, because why? Why did the father receive 2/3? Who does he have to take care of? Who does the father have to take care of? The mother and the father are there. So the father's going to take care of the mother. Even after the son dies, he's still taking care of the mother who loved him. So even though he received 2/3, he really only got 1/3. And what about the mother? Where does her 1/3 go to? Whatever jewelry she wants, right? It's literally, SubhanAllah, the system has been rigged so that women, alhamdulillah, can enjoy. Okay? This is Islam, mashallah. And every husband and every father will joyously, happily do that. Because really, our happiness is when we see our families happy, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Rasulullah, one time a person came. I'm telling you, the haqq of the parents is so big. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah, he said, which ayyul amali afdal? Which action is the best? The Prophet said, as-salatu fi waqtiha, pray salah on time first. Then the Prophet was asked, thumma ay, then which action is best? Then the Prophet said, birrul walidain, do good to your parents. Then the Prophet asked the third time from Ibn Mas'ud, and the Prophet said, thumma al-jihad fi sabilillah. Then going out to fight in the path of Allah. In other words, taking care of parents is even greater than fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is why when one person came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I came to do bay'ah, to go for hijrah. I'm with you, Ya Rasulullah. You're going to Medina, I'm coming to Medina with you. He came to take bay'ah from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm coming with hijrah, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet said, where are your parents? And then he said, oh, they're crying at home. Because I told them I'm leaving right now with you to bay'ah, to go hijrah, everything like that. Maulisab, I'm with you. Chilla. Inshallah. Right? I'm gonna go with you, right? Where are your parents? They're crying at home because I said I'm going to hijra right now. Prophet said, is adhikhuma kama abkaytahuma. Go make them laugh the same way you made them cry, then come back to me. Don't talk this nonsense of people doing ibadah and all these things when your parents are suffering at home. You know, people, subhanAllah, worried about abandoned sunnahs. People are worried about abandoned sunnahs. They say, oh, this sunnah has been abandoned, this sunnah has been abandoned. I'm worried about abandoned fard. What is a fard? Obeying parents is a fard in Islam. Okay, this is a fard in Islam. It's not a joke, it's not an option. A person will, Rasulullah SAW says, because the next ayah, this, part of the ayah says, Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. Right? If one of them reaches old age, or both of them reach old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't ever just go and say, أُفْ. أُفْ, right? What is this word, أُفْ? أُفْ is the feeling in the heart when a person thinks, when their parents are telling them, I'll give you the scenario. You want the scenario? The kid has his Call of Duty game on, or his Fortnite on, or his whatever game on, right? And he's like about to get the last kill. And he's like, his fingers are going like crazy and like this, and he's like this. His jaw's out, it's drooling and everything like that. And then Bob comes and says, Beta, can you please take out the garbage? And then he misses the shot. Oof. Right? That feeling that what I was doing is greater than what my parents have told me to do. Does that make sense? I felt in my heart that which I was doing at the moment is greater than what my parents are telling me to do. That is oof. That is haram. Why is that haram? Because a person in that moment forgets about the diapers that his mother has changed for him every single night. Or the fact that he became sick and they lost sleep because of it. Or the fact that the child was hungry and then they fed him. Do you understand how many times a child asks you something? Do you understand? You don't understand. Do you understand? You all understand. He will ask the same question 15 to 20 times in a single sentence. And every single time, Ji Baba, Ji Baba. Yes, Baba. What is it, Baba? What would you need, Baba? Tell me what it is, Baba. Right? And you are doing some taxes. You are taking care of some fatwa work. You are taking care of someone's miras. You're making sure before they die, they have inheritance settled, right? You're doing all these things, right? Someone has a case, you know, about a murder, someone, something like that. And Baba, Abu, Abu, I really want this. I really want this, Baba. And then you're like, okay, fine. If you want it, just take it, right? Smaller. And you continue to give him. You continue to love him. You continue to shower him. Then flip the scenario. Flip the scenario. Then the child is now, mashallah, the mature, he became older. Now, alhamdulillah, he's 30, 40, mashallah, driving the Lexus, driving this and this, right? Now his parents say, Beta, can you please take me to the grocery store? I want to go to the grocery store. I said, Beta, can you please take me to the grocery store? Beta, can you please take me to the grocery store? Please, please, can you take me to the grocery store? And then you're asking so many times, right? And then in your head, as a son, you're thinking, can you stop asking me? Like, you're getting so upset, right? Well, the aqlman ban gaya. Well, the aqlman hai, right? Because now he's smart, right? So now he's intelligent. Wo to itna aqalmand ban gaya. He became so intelligent, right? He thought, okay, I'll just put my mom and dad in a retirement home. This is how smart this country has become. This country has become so intelligent that they said, forget about taking care of parents, just put them in retirement homes. How smart are people these days? This is the dumbest, ajhalul jahileen these people are. The most bayakuf people I've ever heard in my life, that people would think that this mother and father have treated me and took care of me my whole life. And now at this last moment of their own life, I think I don't want to take care of them anymore. Rasulullah, he warned us. He got on the minbar one time. And I mentioned this stuff because I want everyone to treat it the daraja that it is. It is the second greatest command in Islam. What is the second greatest command? What is the first greatest command? Worship Allah alone. What is the second one? Love your parents. Do excellent with your parents. It's not an option. Rasulullah one time got on the minbar. And each time he stood up, he kept saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. On each step of the minbar, three steps, Rasulullah said, Ameen, Ameen, and Ameen. So then when he came down, they said, Ya Rasulullah, what was that? Why would you say Ameen getting up on the minbar? He said, Jibreel alayhi salam came, right? The greatest of all malaika in one riwayah. And Nabi salam, the greatest of all anbiya alayhi salam. I was there, Jibreel alayhi salam was making dua. And I was saying Ameen to Jibreel alayhi salam's duas. And so what was the dua? Jibreel alayhi salam said, Rahima anf, may this person's face be thrown in the dirt. Right, the one who Ramadan comes, thumma lam yughfar lahu. Ramadan comes and he's not able to get Allah's forgiveness. So may this person be destroyed. Then the second person, Rasulullah said that when I send the second part, Jibreel made the dua. Oh Allah, the one who when your name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, you don't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel said, may that person also be destroyed. And Rasulullah said, Ameen to that dua. Right, so severe. And then Rasulullah, then the third step or the second step, Rasulullah, he heard the dua from Jibreel, who said, may the one whose parents became old age and he's not able to enter Jannah from serving them, may that person also be destroyed. Rasulullah said, Ameen. The fact that you are young and the fact that your parents are old is a ni'mah. Learn to serve them. Don't say uff. The tongue should never say uff. Okay? What is another way we ignore our parents? Wala tanharhuma. Nahar. What is a nahar? What's a nahar? It's a river. Is it? Right, it's a river, right? What does a river do? When you're standing near the river, it just flows by. It's a beautiful word Allah uses in the Quran to describe the action that a person should not do. This word should be never uff. The action should not be like a river. Don't disrespect them. That when they're talking to you, you just pretend like they're not there. Subhanallah, right? Like Allahu Akbar, they're talking to you and you're just like they're not there, right? Remember, the son, he'll be talking and talking, and the father and mother will be listening and listening and listening. They'll never turn this boy off. They'll let him talk, they'll listen and they'll listen, right? Even when the son does something so obnoxious, right? He'll bring vegetables to his dad. Daddy, I brought you vegetables to eat because you like to eat vegetables, dad, right? Subhanallah, right? He brings these vegetables and the dad looks at him and is like, okay, I guess the son brought me vegetables. You know, okay, I'll eat them. MashaAllah, if he brought me something, I should be happy as a father. He's a little kid. He thought to do something nice for me, right? Allahu Akbar, right? MashaAllah, one time there was this one father who, MashaAllah, he had a really nice shirt, a really nice jacket he had, right? And the son thought to make it cooler. So then he started taking a scissor and started cutting it from underneath. And said, Dad, look what I did to your jacket. He's like, should I hit him? Should I love him? What do I do? It's one of the, but the affection, the father will be like, okay, I know it was my favorite, but my kid tried to do something nice for me, right? And so many times this happens, mashallah ta'ala. The father never shuts this boy off. The mother never shuts this boy off. Why at the end of your life you became so smart and said, you know what? I should shut my mom and dad off. Who has become this smart to think about this? This is the dumbest thing a person will do. وَقُلَّهُمَا, how should you speak to them? Allah says, قُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them noble speech. They said, when you speak to your parents, يَا أَبَا, يَا أُمَّا, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved mother, right? You speak to them in such beautiful terms. They said, the same way a servant should speak to his master, this is the way you should speak to your parents. You should learn to sit and serve them. Look how you will speak to a king and a queen. This is what Allah says, speak to them, Kareem. That they are your king and queen in your life, learn to speak to them in that way. قُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Father, what may I do to serve for you? There's one kid, the whole four or five of them, they're all Abduls. The dad named Abdul Wahab, Abdul Ghaffar, everything like that. He kept finding every name in the Quran. He's just Allah's name, just putting Abdul on it, right? They call their dad father. They don't call him dad, they call him father. And we used to laugh about it. It's like so funny, right? Why would you call it father? Father's here. Fathers come, right? And everything. And we used to look at these kids like weirdos, right? Weirdos. But then I thought about this ayah of the Quran, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. They're holding their father to a very high standard. SubhanAllah, right? They have such beautiful ways. Well, how do we address our dad? Ah! Mom is ah, and my dad is ooh. SubhanAllah, this is how we are. Allah says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Just 3 minutes, inshallah, we'll be done. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا, lower for them, جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Lower for them the wing of humility. Okay, so it's a beautiful. I don't even know how to do this in English because the Arabic is just phenomenal. Min al-Rahma. Lower for them the wing of humility for mercy. It's a beautiful. Allah is telling yourself, humble yourself. Okay, you are. What has wings? My brothers and sisters, what has wings? A bird, a plane, right? Let's say a bird because that will make more sense for you, right? A bird will fly, right? He's flying really high. Okay. When he's flying really high, right? What he has to make sure his wings are out, right? And he wants to land. What does he have to do? Put his wings, right? If you want to know how to sit in front of your parents, lower your wings. I know you're flying high. I know you made billions of dollars. Lower your wings. Come down. Calm down and calm down. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Not just a wing of a person who's dhul, right? Humble yourself. Sit in a place of humility, softness, gentleness, right? And what is the example they give? Yeah, kamasari farrukh. It's like the example of a bird that one bird, when it wants to take care of the little bird, it puts the wing over the little bird and then it brings it close, right? And then subhanAllah, Allah does Allah that want you to do. When your father's a little older, put your hand around him, give him a nice hug, give your mother a hug. She'll love it so much, and she'll hate you after a while because you keep kissing her and loving her, mashallah. But after she knows in her heart she loves you so much, right? Put your wing around them, care for them, tender them, right? The same way they were tender and kind to you. I tell you, subhanAllah, you want to see a kid, you want to see the love of a kid, is that when it's like 2 a.m. in the morning, the kid is crying from the room. Okay, now I tell you, man, subhanAllah, I'm the father, so what do I do? I put on the YouTube video and I make it as loud as I can. I put it on and I just go back to sleep, right? What does a mother do? The mother, she gets up and she runs to the room. She checks what is wrong.
The kid is crying and crying. We don't even know why she's crying. They're crying because they're crying. So then what happens? The mother grabs him and brings him to the room and says, look, sleep with us now. Tender him, right? Love him, cherish him, nurture him, mashallah. Allah says, when your parents are worried and scared, tender them, be the kind, the same way they were to you when you were young, be like that, inshallah ta'ala. Right? Janahazulni min ar-Rahma, be as soft and as gentle as you can. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. And say, this is the thing, say, Allah have mercy on them, كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي, the same way they nurtured me, ya Allah, the same way they raised me and developed me, ya Allah, have mercy on them, كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, when I was young. Okay? This dua is not, are the parents alive in this? Are the parents dead? They're old. You're supposed to be making this dua while they're alive. When do we start making this dua? After they die. Oh, this will be a kufiyat here. Allah said, make it while they're alive. Make dua for them while they're alive. Allah, the same way they had mercy on me, I'm sorry, the same way they had raised me, not the fact they had mercy, because the ayah is very profound. Allah didn't say, Allah have mercy on them the same way they had mercy on me. You ask a parent, because parent is not taking care of this kid because of rahmah. Do you understand? If I told any of you, why are you taking care of your kid? Oh, to rahmat kiliya. I mean, I did it because of rahmah. If I asked you why you're taking care of your kid, and you told me rahmah, I would slap you. Right? Why do you take care of your kid? Because I'm supposed to. Because I am supposed to take care of them. That is not a question you ask a mother and father, why are they taking care of their kid? You ask them, why aren't they taking care of their kids? This is the question you ask. But if you ever ask them why they're taking care of, they say, of course I'm going to take care of my kid. Are you crazy? That's not a question you ask. So why is it a question that you ask when they get older? That you say, why should I take care of them? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Parents have never once said, why do I take care of him? But when we get older, we say, why should I take care of them? Ajib. Make this dua regularly. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah, the same way they raised me, Allah, I want you to raise them. If they develop me from a weak person to a strong person, Allah, because they're weak now, I want you to develop them to become a strong person too. Okay? And this is a reminder for everyone that this ayah, mashallah, is talking about parents. But our ulama and our teachers, mashallah, have a level like that as well, like our parents do. Because subhanAllah, if our parents give us this world, the ulama give us the hereafter. Because mashallah, they teach us and they educate us. If you didn't have the knowledge of deen, where would you be in the hereafter? So we have to remember, inshallah, the same way we love our parents, we should love our teachers. And we should learn to serve them the same way we serve our parents as well. This is part of the haqq of Islam. As well, we learn when we're young, and we try our best to do our best for our teachers as well. May Allah give the best to our teachers, inshallah. And make us, inshallah ta'ala, and I don't mean to be aggressive about it, but inshallah, go home, tell your mom you love her, tell your dad you love them, please, man, subhanAllah. It'll make a world of change, and make niyyah, inshallah. I want you all to be Elon Musk, inshallah, in the future. But inshallah, Elon Musk with his parents, okay? I don't know what the heck he's doing with his parents. Okay, but I want everyone, inshallah, when you get older, to tell yourself, Allah, I'm making this niyyah that when I get old, that the money I make, I will serve my parents with this money. And inshallah, you'll see how wealthy Allah will make you because of this niyyah. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah, ta'ala. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا.